Crime and Crime Again is a true crime podcast containing subject matter that may be graphic or disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Home to the 310,000-acre expanse of Grand Teton National Park, Wyoming is steeped in natural beauty. From the grandeur of the 40-mile-long Teton Mountain Range, down into desert-like basins and sweeping ranchlands, and up to the Devil's Tower, looming over the Belfouche River, there is no shortage of sights to see. Nestled in the northeastern corner of the state sits Moorcroft, a one-square-mile town of less than 1,000 people. Moorcroft became the home of 25-year-old Chance Engelbert after he purchased a home for his growing family and landed a new job in the area. But Chance never truly got to relish in this new chapter of his life, and he was robbed of the opportunity to be a father, something he was thrilled about. So let's go back to the beginning and explore what happened. This is the disappearance of Chance Engelbert. Born on December 2, 1993, Chance Leslie Engelbert grew up on his family ranch in Burdock, South Dakota. Chance grew up working on the ranch, fishing, hunting, and riding alongside his two younger brothers, Miles and Clay, and his love of the outdoors and rodeo persisted and flourished. From a young age, Chance dreamed of being a bareback rider in the rodeo, which may be better known as bronc riding, similar to bull riding but with horses. Rodeo competitions are a popular event, particularly in Wyoming, where each year some of the largest rodeos are held, attracting hundreds of thousands of competitors and spectators. That was the dream life for Chance. When he was in eighth grade, he was still too young for bareback riding, so he started bull riding instead. In high school, he joined a rodeo team, qualifying for state all 4 years of high school and qualifying for nationals 3 years in a row. He was definitely talented. After graduating high school, his success in rodeo culminated with a full-ride scholarship to Laramie County Community College in Cheyenne, Wyoming, 3.5 hours away from his hometown in South Dakota. In college, Chance studied welding and diesel mechanics, and after college, he landed a job with the Bel Air Mine in 2016, where he did welding work. It was at this new job with the Bel Air Mine that he met his best friend, Matt Miller, who even still today continues to be one of the loudest and strongest voices for Chance, alongside Chance's mother, Dawn, and the rest of Chance's family. At some point during college, Chance discovered a new passion and hobby, the demolition derby. Chance spent a lot of time in his shop, working on cars and prepping for the next derby. At that point, it seemed that Chance was incredibly busy with his job at the mine, working long and grueling hours, and invested much of his free time into his new hobby with the demolition derby. So from what I've found, he was much less active in the rodeo lifestyle after college. Fast forward a bit to October of 2017. Chance and his best friend Matt are making the 3.5-hour drive from Wyoming out to Scottsbluff, Nebraska, to pick up some new demolition derby cars. This trip was also an opportunity for Chance to finally meet someone he had been talking to online, a woman named Bailey, who lived in the Scottsbluff-Garing area. It's important to note here that for the past couple of years, Bailey has declined to do interviews or make any public statements about Chance or his disappearance. According to Bailey, she started experiencing harassment and even receiving threats, so she and her family have chosen to stop speaking publicly about the case. According to a previous interview that Bailey did with the Vanished podcast in October 2019, she already knew of Chance for some time prior to actually talking with and meeting him. Bailey's brother had done some rodeo competitions with Chance's brother, so she knew who he was before they ever started talking themselves. When Chance and Bailey met, they hit it off from the beginning. They started dating, and in October 2018, on the 1-year anniversary of them making it official, Chance and Bailey got married in a small, intimate ceremony. This is where we get the first inkling that there may have been some tension between Chance's family and Bailey's family. In an interview with Lynn DeSanto on her YouTube channel, Lynn Seeks, Chance's best friend Matt told Lynn that he was the best man at Chance's wedding, and that everything went smoothly until the end of the night at the reception. He explained that there had been an air about the wedding that Chance's family didn't quite feel welcome, but it was all brushed off until later in the night when Chance and Bailey allegedly had some sort of argument. No one really knows what the disagreement was about, but Chance's mother, Dawn, has expressed that she didn't feel welcome or wanted at the wedding from the moment she arrived there, and that she did feel tension from Bailey and her family. All of this, however, was brushed off. Chance's family didn't feel that a huge deal needed to be made of it, and from that point on, it appears that everyone got along and went about as normal. Just a few months after the wedding, Chance and Bailey welcomed their first son into the world in April 2019. According to everyone who knew Chance, he was ecstatic to be a father. He accompanied Bailey to most, if not all, of her doctor's appointments throughout her pregnancy, and he picked up overtime at his job whenever he could. Chance has always been described as tremendously hardworking, and his driven and ambitious nature truly came through when he was expecting his first child. He was prepared to do anything he could and work as hard as he could to provide for his family. When their son was born, Chance was devoted and hands-on from day one. He and Bailey took their son on many family outings, and Chance continued working those long and exhausting hours at the Bel Air Mine. At this time, Bailey was also a full-time nursing student working toward her future career. Eventually, Chance and Bailey were able to buy their first home in the tiny town of Moorcroft, Wyoming. But during this time, Chance's family and friends have said that his marriage with Bailey was getting increasingly rocky. According to an interview that Chance's mother, Dawn, did with Kendall Ray on her YouTube channel, their relationship had always been a bit of an emotional roller coaster. She explained that they argued frequently, and Bailey would often call Dawn to vent and even seek advice about her latest argument with Chance. Dawn also explained that Bailey frequently accused Chance of being unfaithful, and that Chance vehemently denied it every time. Dawn has described Chance as wholeheartedly loyal to his wife, and a dedicated father who spent most of his time working. When he wasn't working, Dawn has explained that Chance spent the vast majority of his free time with Bailey, and with their son after he was born. Dawn also noted that at one point, she even offered to pay for marriage counseling for Chance and Bailey, but they never went. Chance's friends have also described his marriage with Bailey as somewhat emotionally tumultuous. His friends have, on several occasions, agreed that Chance and Bailey often argued and fought, and just couldn't seem to see eye to eye. This continued and possibly even got worse after their son was born. According to Bailey's interview with the Vanish podcast, however, she and Chance had a calm, fun marriage and rarely argued. When they did argue, Bailey explained, it was always quickly resolved. It's difficult to say or speculate about the state of their marriage from an outside perspective. The only people who truly know the details are the two people in the marriage. What Bailey did mention during her interview with the Vanish podcast, however, was that anytime she and Chance did have an argument or a fight, Chance was the type of guy who needed to just walk away, take a walk, or go to his shop and work on his cars for a while to blow off steam. And when he did come back with a clearer head, things would be fine and they would put the issue to bed quickly. And now we come to July of 2019. Chance and Bailey had just recently bought their first home in Moorcroft, Wyoming, and their son was about 2 months old. But around this time, Chance was unexpectedly hit with bad news. In late June 2019, Chance, along with 600 other employees, were abruptly laid off from the Bel Air Mine, putting Chance out of a job. This, I imagine, was enormously stressful for Chance and Bailey, on top of everything else they were trying to work through at the time. Their marriage had, allegedly, been difficult for some time, and furthermore, they were a young married couple venturing into parenthood with their first child. Becoming a parent is, of course, emotional and exciting, but having your first child is also completely life-altering and nerve-wracking. With a newborn, you're exhausted and trying to adjust to a new normal, and trying to navigate your various personal anxieties about parenting. That, coupled with strife between you and your partner, and the unexpected loss of your only form of income, was likely a perfect formula for immense mental and emotional burden. But Chance bounced back quickly. Within days of losing his job, he had already landed a new job that he was set to start on July 8, 2019. But before he started his new job, Chance would be celebrating the 4th of July weekend with his family and friends. Originally, his plan was to spend time at a 4th of July party with his best friend Matt Miller. But those plans were changed at the last minute, when Chance told Matt that he would actually be going to Garing, Nebraska, to spend time with Bailey's family for the holiday weekend. On July 6, 2019, Chance, Bailey, and their newborn son made the 3.5-hour drive to Garing, where they planned to stay with Bailey's grandparents for the weekend. That afternoon, Chance went with his father-in-law and his brother-in-law to spend the day on the golf course and have a few drinks. Bailey did not accompany them to the golf course, but I haven't been able to find any information about what her plans were for that day. Things were going well, and everyone was having fun, until Bailey arrived at the golf course later in the day. Bailey explained what happened in her interview with the Vanish podcast. When she arrived, she got their son out of the car and started walking toward where Chance and her family had been hanging out. But as she approached, Chance stood up, clearly agitated, and told her to get back in the car because they were leaving. On the drive back to Bailey's grandparents' house, Bailey gathered that Chance was upset about a comment someone in her family had made about his job. I imagine that whatever was said must have been insulting to Chance, and because he was already under tremendous stress at the time, he quickly became angry and wanted to leave. When they pulled into Bailey's grandparents' house, Chance became more agitated, insisting that he wanted to go back home to Moorcroft. According to Bailey, she explained to Chance that she was just going inside to get their bags and their belongings, and then they would leave to make the drive back home. But this did not placate Chance in his state of anger. Around 7:20 p.m., soon after they arrived at the grandparents' house, Chance got out of the car and stormed off down the street. Bailey says that was the last time she saw her husband. In fact, that was the last time anyone saw Chance. According to Bailey, her next step was to get their son out of the car and bring him into the house to her grandmother, so she could start driving around to search for Chance. But as she started her search, Chance was nowhere to be found. She last spoke with Chance around 7:45 p.m., but during their last phone call, Chance hung up on her and didn't respond to her texts or calls after that. Bailey did explain that during the phone call, Chance told her he was traveling south, toward the town of Kimball. Chance's best friend, Matt Miller, explained that he had received a call from Chance just before 7:30 p.m., that Chance was upset and, as Matt described it, angry. Chance explained to Matt that he had gotten into an argument with his in-laws and wanted to get back home to Wyoming. He asked if Matt could drive down and pick him up. But Matt was still in Wyoming, nearly 4 hours away from Garing. Not only that, but Matt had been celebrating at a 4th of July party all day and had been drinking, so it wasn't possible for him to make the drive and pick Chance up. Matt told Chance that he would make some calls and find him a ride back home. What stands out about Chance's phone call with Matt is that, according to Matt, Chance told him he was heading northwest, toward Torrington, Wyoming, the complete opposite direction from where Chance told Bailey he was headed. Matt ended up calling Chance's mother, Dawn, and tried to explain the situation to her, asking if she could drive down and pick Chance up. But Dawn was hesitant to call Chance because of a disagreement she'd had with him just the week before. According to Dawn, Chance had been upset with her and felt that she had been getting too involved in his marriage. Again, Chance and Bailey's marriage had, allegedly, been on the rocks for some time, and Dawn often heard about their arguments and would try to offer advice. But the week before his disappearance, Chance became frustrated with his mother and asked that she not contact him for a few days and let him work on his marriage on his own. Dawn was of course hurt by this, but she has said that she respected his decision and didn't want to push that boundary. Because of this, Dawn felt that Chance would not have responded to her calls or texts, so she decided to call Chance's Aunt Katie to find out if there was anything she could do to help. Katie tried calling Chance, but he didn't answer. Sometime after 8 p.m., Katie texted Chance, asking if he would call her back, but Chance didn't respond until about an hour later, at 9:08 p.m., and his response was incoherent. He sent a message saying, quote, "I'm," with an emoji face, immediately followed by another message which was just a string of random letters that didn't make sense. I know this might be hard to visualize, so I will have a picture posted of this text message on my Instagram. That was the last time Chance contacted anyone. It turned out that Chance was picked up on surveillance cameras in the area after he walked away from Bailey's grandparents' house. Chance was spotted on a surveillance camera around 7:50 p.m. at the intersection of 10th Street and Martha Road, about 2 miles away from the house he had left. In the footage, Chance is walking northbound on 10th Street when he abruptly stops and looks at his phone, then looks up and pivots to his left to head westbound on Martha Road. Martha Road continues westbound until it meets Stable Club Road, which is where Chance was also captured a few minutes later on a Ring camera in the neighborhood. But those are the only two confirmed sightings on surveillance footage that we know of. Chance's phone last pinged around 10 p.m. off a cell tower close to the Western Travel Terminal, a truck stop which was in the direction that Chance seemed to be traveling. The travel terminal is about 3 miles away from Bailey's grandparents' house, and Chance would have had to cross a bridge over the North Platte River to get there. But the cell tower covers an area of about 3 miles, so investigators were unable to pinpoint a more precise location for Chance's last phone ping. Soon after the last ping, Chance's phone either died or was turned off, and has not been used since. Despite being captured on surveillance footage in the area, no trace of Chance has ever been found. As far as we know, even his phone remains missing. There is no known footage of him entering any local businesses in the area, such as restaurants or bars, and there is no known footage of him getting into a vehicle and leaving the area. Soon after Chance walked off from the house, Bailey did call Chance's parents and let them know that she and her family were all out searching for him, and that it wasn't anything to be too concerned about. At that point, everyone was convinced that Chance would come back to the house, ready to work everything out and put it past them. Around 9 p.m., Bailey called Chance's parents again to let them know that a bad thunderstorm had rolled in and they had to halt the search for a while. She reassured them that once the storm passed, they would go back out and continue looking for Chance. The thunderstorm that passed through Garing that night does become a key point in Chance's disappearance. The storm started around 9 p.m. that night, and we know that Chance's phone was still active at 9:08 p.m. There was thunder, lightning, some gusty winds, and some heavy rain. But by 10 p.m., the storm had mostly cleared. It's unclear how intensive the search effort was after the storm had passed, but by the next morning, July 7th, Chance had still not returned home. It was at that point that Bailey tried to contact Verizon for information about Chance's cell phone data and location, but it was a dead end. Bailey then decided it was time to go to the Garing police and file a missing person report. But the Garing police didn't initially take Chance's disappearance seriously. We've seen this time and time again, where adults disappear and local police assume they will turn back up within the next day or so. But that didn't happen. Chance was set to start his new job on July 8, 2019, but he never showed up to work. This was completely uncharacteristic of Chance. He was the type of guy who did not miss work, and he would even frequently pick up overtime, despite already working long hours. Chance had also not contacted any of his family or friends in 2 days. Again, extremely out of character. It was on July 8th, 2 days after Chance was last seen, that the Garing police organized a massive search for the missing father, with 17 different agencies joining the search effort. They covered more than 2,400 acres, with everything from volunteers on foot to ATVs, volunteers on horseback, and even drones. Boats were used for searches on both the North Platte River and other bodies of water in the area where Chance disappeared. But there was no sign or trace of Chance Engelbert to be found. By July 10th, police had requested that the water in a nearby canal be shut off so it could be searched for Chance or evidence of his whereabouts. The canal was along Owl Road, which was directly across from Stable Club Road, where Chance was last spotted on surveillance camera traveling on foot. But again, no trace of him was found in the canal. Intensive searches in the area continued over the next few weeks. Both Chance's family and Bailey's family conducted their own searches, passed out flyers, and made public pleas on social media for information about Chance's whereabouts. Matt Miller also traveled from Wyoming to Nebraska whenever he had time off work to help search for his best friend. Cadaver dogs have also been brought out to the area where Chance was last seen, but once again, the dogs have been unable to locate him. Both Dawn and Matt in particular have been incredibly vocal about Chance's disappearance, and have continued speaking out publicly and doing various interviews to keep Chance's case in the public eye. One of the biggest theories at the time that Chance disappeared was that the bad thunderstorm that rolled in that night could have swept him away into the North Platte River or another body of water. Or that he could have gotten caught out in the storm and gotten hypothermia. But according to everyone who knows Chance best, that theory is just not realistic for him. Chance was an outdoorsman at heart. He had grown up on a ranch, hunting, fishing. None of his friends or family believe that Chance got caught in a thunderstorm that only lasted about an hour. No one believes that it was so bad that he got hypothermia or he got swept away into the river. Chance's family and friends also do not believe that there's any possibility Chance up and left to start a new life or to run away from whatever problems he was having. He was absolutely thrilled to be a father. He had just bought his family their first home, and he had lined up a brand new job that he was set to start 2 days later. There is no doubt in the minds of Chance's family and friends that something happened to him on July 6, 2019. One major point of contention surrounding this case is something Chance's wife, Bailey, requested soon after Chance disappeared. It was reported that on July 9th, just 3 days after Chance was last seen, Bailey actually asked for a death certificate for Chance, and this has always struck many people as an odd request. Brian Eads with the Garing Police Department, who is the lead investigator on Chance's case, confirmed with News Nation in January 2022 that Bailey did in fact request the death certificate. Eads explained, quote, "That was asked for because, regardless of what the circumstances were at the time, the way she explained it was, she had a son to provide for. She was not working at the time. Chance was the sole breadwinner for the house. And in discussing it with Chance's mom, they discussed that if he was to get on Chance's Social Security, they would have to have a death certificate," end quote. He continued, saying, quote, "Certainly it's a red flag, something that we're going to focus in on," end quote. Ultimately, Bailey's request for a death certificate was denied. Over the last 3 years, many searches have been conducted in an attempt to bring Chance home. Both investigators and Chance's family have utilized dogs, drones, boats, ATVs, and volunteers on horseback, scouring the landscape surrounding Garing, Nebraska for any sign of the missing father. But nothing has been found. Not his phone, not his clothing, and not Chance. Chance Engelbert was last seen around 7:30 p.m. on the 700 block of O Street in Garing, Nebraska on July 6, 2019. He was wearing a short-sleeved, button-up Wrangler shirt, dark blue Wrangler jeans, boots, and a black-and-white trucker hat. He is 5 feet 10 inches tall, and at the time of his disappearance, he weighed approximately 195 pounds. He has hazel eyes and sun-lightened brown hair. In December 2022, in honor of Chance's 29th birthday, his maternal grandmother Linda donated $200,000 to the reward fund for information leading to Chance's whereabouts. That brings the total reward to $220,000. Linda explained that she had recently received an inheritance and chose to use that money to try to bring her grandson home. The extra $200,000 will only be available until December 2nd, 2023, Chance's 30th birthday. His family made this decision in the hope that it would bring a sense of urgency and hopefully bring answers more quickly. If you have any information regarding the disappearance of Chance Engelbert, please contact the Garing Police Department at 308-436-5089 or the Scotts Bluff Police Department at 308-630-6261. All sources for this episode will be listed in the show notes. If you'd like to request a case for me to cover, you can find the link to the case request form in the show notes as well. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Crime Again Pod, on Instagram at Crime Again Podcast, and on TikTok at Crime Again Podcast. Links to other pages like YouTube, Patreon, and Good Pods can also be found in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of Crime and Crime Again.